are the two that you're suggesting for taking action tonight. So you're suggesting that the JDS professional management and the future welcome contract would both require budget modification?
Well, the JDS is an approved encumbrance carryover from 2015. So that is going to have a budget modification that comes through automatically as the finance department closes out 2015, the books. Each year, I want to say early March, late February, right around then, each year a budget modification moves forward for all 2015 encumbrances to appropriate those. Historically, we've allowed project expenses and anything to occur on an encumbrance in advance of those budget modifications, because those are already legal fiscal commitments and that had appropriations. So I believe us and most communities I'm aware of recognize the finance department can't close the books on January 2nd, get all encumbrances rebooked, and so you continue your normal bills, but all those encumbrances carry forward.
So the short answer would be these.
That would apply to the JD professional. It would not, which is item G6. And then it will also cover the second one that we have, the contract with Wilkham.
So the answer is both of the items that would save 5% do require a budget modification, but you were anticipating that anyway. Is that the short answer?
Yes, but we, just to clarify, our practice forever has been encumbrances that carryover occurs with the normal book closure, and if a payment occurs off of that in advance, paying the bills in a timely manner, the appropriation may not yet be in place because we haven't closed that book. But that's how it's always happened, because the contract's already signed. It's only being carried over based upon accounting sort of procedures. So it just lets those two accounting procedures catch up with each other, which is different than, for example, item G4 would also need a budget modification, because we don't have Pleasant View playground equipment as one of the capital projects. So you could either use the contingency for that, or you would need a budget modification.
And the College Avenue project would not need a budget modification?
No, because one of the actions that the Common Council added was a significant appropriation, I believe, of $350,000, just to make sure the appropriations didn't become an issue.
Okay. I apologize for the questions. As anybody who can see that there's a lot of information on this sheet. And, in fact, this actual sheet is not even the agenda item before us. What we're talking about is G4, which is Pleasantville Playground, and somehow we got this slipped in because I know it pertains to it, but it's a little unfair to kind of throw this at us and then have us do that. So do we... At what point are we going back to item G4, which is the item of discussion?
You needed this information in order to make decisions on 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Which would have been a lot easier to do with more study on that sheet of paper. But
woulda, coulda, shoulda. It is what it is. Is there any other questions for the Director of Administration?
I haven't.
To the impact fees?
I haven't actually relinquished. I just wanted to say regarding the, since we are on G4 right now, my preference, since G4 is in my district that I represent, my preference is that G5 is more important to me because it's a safety issue than the playground issue. And since the Pleasant View G4 would require budget modification, and G5 does not, and also G5 has some very critical timing, I would prefer to talk about G5.
Is there a motion to place G4 to table G4?
Can I say something first?
Well, I don't know. Any other
Alderman, I just want to point out in Mark's defense, he did give us this sheet and explained it rather well tonight at the last minute. At our last meeting, you gave us a sheet that I still haven't had fully explained to me and compared to apples to apples with the other alternatives. So giving something the last minute, don't come down so hard on Mark on that. And you did the exact same for yourself at the December 15th meeting.
It's the same information.
City Attorney, then Alderman Taylor.
Working through tonight's handout, question for Director of Administration. Bottom line numbers here in terms of total impact fee amounts up until and through April 10th. What's the bottom line number total on that? Because I think as late as late Wednesday afternoon last week, the numbers were very little bit short of $200,000 that matched. And I'm seeing less than that here. And I understood that the items on this agenda were all necessary by the time the agenda went out and into late last Wednesday afternoon in order to do the impact fee matching. So what's changed?
What's changed is the largely the significant expenditures that came through in December on two outstanding POs that I had understood were already clear. We had over $100,000 in payments.
But I thought those were already accounted for by last Wednesday. The numbers that were exchanged.
I wasn't here last Wednesday, so if there was discussion other than if you look to the front of the sheet, it shows that of the $99,000 that just to get through January, that was already resolved plus some, which reduced our now demand in January to resolve prior to February. So it was the significant expenditures in December.
Do you have a total on this handout for total impact fees up until April 10th, 2016?
If you look at the top of the backside, it shows the remaining portions that total $111,606.
Because the number I have, without including April, 10 days, was $176,984.
The difference is the December ones that have now been accounted for.
Thank you, Honor. This still has got to be one of the most confusing things. I mean, these moving timetables, these moving dollar amounts, do you have these receipts or, you know, bills that just come in the mail without notice? I mean, it's very frustrating, and I don't blame anybody for not liking, first of all, I don't think blame anybody for not liking something put on their desk the day of a meeting. Sometimes it's necessary, but it's frustrating nonetheless because you're in the middle of a meeting, maybe we should take a 10-minute recess to study it first. I don't know, but I mean, when was this done? Was this done at 6 o'clock? Was it done at 5:30? Was it done in a way that it couldn't have been emailed to the council this afternoon? I mean, when was this done? That would be the question that I would ask first. And then, like I said, how do we know if any of these numbers are accurate? Because, I mean, I've heard so many numbers, I've seen so many emails over the last few weeks of how we got to solve this problem without cutting checks back to people that don't even live in this community. How do I know what's even accurate? I've heard so many different things. But the question I'm asking you is, when was this done? I'm not going to get mad. Just when? So
this was completed just shortly before the meeting. We worked on it today. When I got back in town yesterday, I met in the morning with the city engineer and finance director to find out, to make sure I understood precisely what had happened and how the bills came through that resolved that issue prior to Christmas when I was on vacation. And then we set about making sure we had everything pulled together. We had a preliminary draft of it that pulled out all the right numbers, identified all the POs, the stuff that's on the front page, so we knew everything that was left, identified when we thought it would come. And then we met again this morning at 11 to make, or at 10 to make sure we had that in place. And then we cleaned up the document during the day to, and created the second side of the page to try to show you exactly which bill or which PO could apply to cover which money. So that was just finished at the end of the day, and so that we could walk through each thing to try to avoid the.
And I mean, that's an acceptable answer of why that's here. It's not something that could have been sent out earlier. I mean, you know, working around the clock, I'm sure you had the holidays and that. I just want to know that when this is done, when we, whatever decision we make today, that we're not going to come back in 2 weeks with something else, with something out there that, nope, we still haven't gotten it right. And if that's the case, I want to know from the mayor, what are you going to do when that, if that happens? Because to me, that's unacceptable. This has just been dragging on and on and on. And you're the mayor, you're the CEO. I mean, I'm assuming you're in town. I mean, not in New York time. I mean, this is Wisconsin time. We need to get to the end result of this. Because I think we're all tired of it. I'm just saying. I'm sure you are too, maybe. I'm this is not a thing that is, you can't wait to get to Monday morning. So this is good. When we make whatever decisions, we're fine. We don't have to come up with projects at the last minute.
I will point out, I do know that I can't force some of these engineers to finish their bills on time. The city engineers knows where the projects are. The College Avenue one, for example, we're pushing. We're conservative. We split that bill between January and December. What I have done, though, at the bottom of the page, you can see we've identified a couple of things that I believe
page two?
Some cushion. Yeah, the portrait page. I didn't include up in the above any of the internal staffing design charges for the work that the new project engineer is doing on College Avenue Pathway or Robinwood Trail. Those hours worked are chargeable to these projects, and we would intend to record them as such, and so a portion of those we would be able to use some of the impact fees. So in case a couple of these smaller things up above don't happen, it covers those. We also have some padding. I've identified that April 2006, we know the maximum, the April portion of the full 68,000 is 16,192. The finance department has started pulling actual receipts from 2006, so we know exactly the number. But all the other, anything above that portion was received at the end of the month instead of the middle, the April 15th. So whatever occurred between April 11th and the 15th will be able to be backed off of that. So for the smaller things that can occur, one of those doesn't happen, we're still covered. If we bring back to you at the next meeting approval for the Franklin Woods project, and then at the end the contractor, who's been very cooperative and has already tentatively agreed to it, change their mind, then we'd have to come back with something. But assuming all of these things, which we believe can happen the way they have, and the two contractors where we need something to happen have both indicated confirmation that they would participate, I don't envision this would have to come back. Where you'll see it come back is then prior to April 1st, you would have a detailed resolution that comes back to the board identifying the specific reasons, largely leaning back to the delay that occurred for about a year and a half in putting the corp together after the 2008 economic crisis that causes a three-year extension to occur. So that would probably be the last bit that you would see. The problem, and then in those next 3 years, you would likely be able to get ahead of yourself in this because much of the problem, I don't want to say problem that occurs, because it's resources to enhance our park system and better our community. But in the years 2005 and 2006, more collections occurred than in the years 2007 through 2015 combined. So it really is where we've been racing this bubble. We started working on it early in the year. We originally thought we would have the entire park done, but some delays in getting that park started and getting all the approvals meant this Wilcombe contract wasn't completed in October like we thought. Same thing, one of the items we looked at was getting the pavilion over in Pleasant View done this summer, but we anticipated the land issue would make us not have to rush the park pavilion. So we, the common council sort of pushed that aside, and it was only when we got late in the building season did we realize that the land issue had become a hunting and land use issue. So some of our opportunities that we thought early in the year would resolve it ended up becoming late in the calendar, and so we've been working a step to try and keep us just ahead so that none of the funds had to be returned. Thank you.
Alderman Willow.
I guess what is still troubling me to this day is on the meeting, the special meeting that was called right before Christmas, that I personally had to do a lot of scheduling changes to come to. I was willing to do that. But disappointed that when I wanted additional information about what those project costs were, there were no handouts at that time. We came to the meeting. City attorney gave a nice update about the lands. We got this magical appearance of some invoices to solve the problem, and the meeting was adjourned. And I would have really liked at that time got a little more detail. I still don't have the details on what that is. If a constituent asked me today what projects, what were the cost, I don't even know where I'd go to try to get that information. I don't have it. It's not here in front of us. It wasn't presented to us. It hasn't been emailed to us. So those things are a moving target for me still because of that lack of information. The other thing that concerns me is we have a budgeted project, and I'm very concerned about the time frame. I just want to lay this out one more time about the importance of linking the project construction with the 27th Street project. If the weather warms up like it has been, the DOT is going to be out working on 27th Street. That means they could be out there working on installing the free section of sidewalk that they're going to put in for us, because I've been talking with them, asking about that, and looking at the different right-of-way issues, and as we discussed before, the pinch point, and how we would address the pinch point. And so let's just say this warms up and they want to get going, and we're kind of spinning our wheels on what we're going to do about that spring construction. Now, the second point of the project is when that state contractor is on the ground building the free section, we're talking about the opportunity and not missing the opportunity to add approximately $50,000 of construction cost onto that project, because the state has already vetted the bidding through the bidding process, the consultants. So there isn't a need for the city to go through and do the whole bidding process if we could add on to that project at the time. And this is what is needed, is either the county asks the DOT to make a change order and extend that project and we pay the county, or we ask, but we still have to involve the county because of the DOT, or because of the right-of-way belongs to the county. Either way, the county needs to be involved in that. as far as the, you know, the new information that was mentioned about being presented, I want to be very clear that what I presented on that sheet of paper was not new information. There was not one piece of new information on that document. The only thing I tried to do is I had asked, and as you know, Ms. Liberta, I asked for a map in the packet. The map didn't go in the packet. So I thought, how are the council members going to try to understand which sections we're talking about? So on my own, I laid out the arrows in the different sections and tried to put the cost to that for the council members to understand. That apparently caused confusion more than it helped, but it's not new information. So I guess the motion that was made from that meeting was virtually the exact same motion that was made on, it was November 17th and then December 15th. So there have been two motions to move forward on that project. I am very concerned about us pushing other projects ahead of this and not getting this deadline met. Do I have confidence from the staff and can I get some to assure us that we're not going to miss that deadline? We are going to be able to get a contract, get going with the DOT, and be able to get that going. Or are we just going to wait and hope for the best, or where are we at on that? Because we have an opportunity. And then once we get the $50,000, that same contractor will be out there. Then we can ask him to bid on it. And if he's already out there, he can come in with a lower bid than anyone else. So this is another way to save money to get this project done. There are savings on every step of the way if we would just move it forward. And you have two motions that allow that to happen. And I guess I just need some confidence that that's going to happen before the weather warms up.
The quickest way to make sure that happens is to make sure we're following the right procedure, so we're doing it once and doing it right. And that's why on my first day back from family Christmas vacation, I met with the city attorney to say, what's the direction this needs to go and who should take point on that? It typically would be something that would, in working those engineering concepts, it would usually be the city engineer. But in this case, because we had to make sure we were following it right and in the agreement that if we have to do it through the county, it would be something the city engineer would be doing. He had volunteered to take point in resolving that question on which way it needs to be done and helping ensure it moves forward. If we address the actions that I'm suggesting today, which I believe is C6, advancing the bridge design payment, and then with the expectation that we'll bring the same thing back for the Wilcoming contract, that will help achieve what you want, because it will take these other projects, which would potentially provide extra work and distraction to staff if we tried to rush through a pavilion contract very quickly, for example. This would then resolve our problem. It would give the city attorney some breathing room then to continue to work on the land exchange issues, because those are still viable, potential, and beneficial projects for the city to make those land exchanges happen, which would give him some time to do it, which will maybe let everybody provide him the time he needs to then make sure that 27th Street and sidewalk issue gets resolved in the correct manner the first way through. Because if it does go through the county, we can save by being part of that state contract, but we also have to be concerned with the county plus standard markups that they add to anything they administer, and does that keep us under that level? So that's why we want to do it once, find out the legal ways we can do it, because if we can avoid going through the county, if we have to, there might not be a markup if we go directly with the state. So the city attorney has to figure out which ways we have to do it, and then within those have to, what we can do. So in my meeting with him yesterday, he had volunteered and suggested that he should be the one to go ahead and investigate and resolve that, and had indicated he'd be contacting the county control board to do it, further contacting him, I should say, because he's already had some preliminary discussions or emails with at least with Mr. Bradford. So.
Right. Well, my concern is you just said, okay, we're going to put more projects on the table for the engineering department.
No,
by doing these other projects.
No, these projects are already approved contracts. We're just changing the payment terms and in the process saving some money for us in the overall project. It doesn't change, and it doesn't change that workload at all, except for one brief contract amendment, which I imagine the city attorney will probably largely write up anyway, just because he does most contract work, and finance director will process a PO and a check.
So if we're not going to, if we're not going to put in impact fees toward the College Avenue project tonight, what does that do to the project? Because you're asking to fund other projects.
It in no way impacts the timeliness or progress of the College Avenue project. All what I'm suggesting tries to do is say, what's the easiest way to make sure impact fees are used? And that was, turns out, to look at two existing contracts and not push new report.
And that's 4 and 5?
That's item 6, and then one that we would bring back to the next meeting.
4 and 6, I mean 4 and 6?
No, it's just 6.
Just 6?
Which is the first highlighted section, and then we'll bring back the Wilcom and Franklin contract amendment, because that's not in this list.
All right, let's try to move this forward.
We'll bring that to the next
meeting. I guess before I make a vote, I just need to know about the impact fees on the College Avenue. It's my understanding the motion allows you to already use the impact fees. You've got a motion that says go use impact fees, go use CDB, Joe, go to the county. Go. So are you anticipating that anything like this needs to come back before the council on that item? To me, I don't think so,
no,
but I want to know.
For college,
okay, so you're both, everybody's 100% clear. You've got the funding. You've got the direction. We've done things before. And you're good. Is there anything that you think you need? Is there any additional motion, anything coming back? Is there anything that you're going to say is going to trip this up other than, you know, trying to get the negotiation?
The city attorney to identify the legal mechanism to see if it's able to be done using the state contractor the way you've indicated would be beneficial for us.
And based on the motion already allows him to do that as well.
To investigate that, yeah, and work into it. And if it can be done and we just have to approve it, I imagine he will work to have that done and bring it to you for approval, not just bring it to you for guidance for him to go out and do it. We understand that the county council told us to get that done.
Because the motion...
Alderman, please.
Well, the motion says to seek bids for construction. That was the motion in December. So we haven't sought any bids, which would have
You're now suggesting we shouldn't do that. In fact, we should just go to a contractor and shortcut that whole process.
No, that's the third step. Remember, there's the DOT freeze section. There is the added on 50,000 section. And then there is a bid section. There's three sections to that process. This gets you all the way to meet the other already approved project. This motion should take you through the entire thing. And I want to know if you're in agreement with that. Do you see that? Because it does say for construction, because before you said to me you didn't have the ability to do a contract, and that's why you answered my question when I asked about did anybody talk to the contractor? The answer was no, because we don't have any ability to do a contract yet. But this gave you one back in December 15th, and also the previous motion on November 17th. So that, I guess that's what I'm getting at. There's the room there to do this. Can we get it going?
I believe it is going forward.
Okay, thank you. The attorney has something.
No, we're going to move on. This is not the College Avenue business meeting. Jesus, Moses. Come on. The motion in November, and people are moving forward with it. We spent now 45 minutes on one item that we've talked about ad nauseum. Alderman Wilk, Mayor.
Well, I guess that's my point, too, is that we have discussed this multiple times, and I guess what has been done? I mean, has the alderman of the district been talked to about what's going on and what she's found out about and that kind of thing? Or, you know, from November 17th until almost 2 months later, where are we with College Avenue? What things on the motion have been completed to this date?
Mr. Morrow.
If it's right for the agenda, then it would be a question.
It's not, but let's go ahead here, because, you know, there are other pieces of business the city has to attend to other than College Avenue. We're moving forward on College Avenue. Let's continue to move forward College Avenue, but let's do some business for the city, okay?
Well, that's fine, but the question can still be answered.
Work on the section near 35th Street is progressing. I haven't touched base with our consultant this week. Last week he was making progress, and I was hoping that next couple of weeks we should pretty much have this design done. We have hired a project engineer. This is her first and top priority project to work on this. We've done a survey for it. We were at the DOT office to talk about some lighting issues, and while we were there, we talked about how the transition would match up to there, to talk to Tom Lascano. He was there at the meeting about the whole process. And DOT has not been involved in that yet, so we didn't have much of a discussion on that. So we are working on it. We plan to meet Thursday. We have a meeting with the alderwoman of the district and actually talk about the design. Had previous conversation with the county, talking about what they would accept and who is their right of way, so they would have to approve whatever our plans are.
And then I met with the city attorney so we could make sure that we had a point person dealing with the county state contract issue.
Point of clarification, everything you discussed was on Section A, which is not anything to do with the motion. The motion is D, A through D, or let's see, the other way it goes. Everything you said was about E.
We
and
have
the motion
a project engineer
A
working on the design, B through D. And so we would now stay and talk about how transition would be to the free section, exactly where they would end. We got a set of their AutoCAD drawings forwarded to us so we could match up with our design. We're proceeding with the design. We plan to have a meeting this Thursday.
You know what this day?
Item G4, is there a motion to table? Item G4.
Definitely, or just for today? You're just for to get to. Are we just put it to bed or what?
No, we're going to bring it back at some point.
I mean, today or?
You don't even have to table it.
All right.
Without
we'll move
a motion,
on.
You can move on to item 5.
We'll move on past item 5. We've discussed that.
Cool. No, I did have a question for 5.
How could you have a question for 5? How is that possible? Alderman Taylor.
Are you being sarcastic, I'm hoping?
I'm absolutely being sarcastic.
All right. So my question is, because I wasn't at the last two meetings where we discussed some of this, is the what staff is doing, and we now help with the city attorney, are we moving forward to complete the entire stretch? Is that what we're working on?
Yes.
We're working on trying to get the state to pay for the initial portion, which they've already agreed to, that first A or whatever, and then we're doing the rest of it, and we're figuring out how to pay for it. We've decided it's impact fees. Is that what we're doing, or is it part of the TID? I mean, but at the end of the day, we're moving forward to get the entire thing done. Is that correct? This year, all at once, using either CDBG, TID, impact fees. Is that, I see Mark D'Andrea nodding yes, so that's...
The final decision on exact funding hasn't been made, but that's the goal.
And the appropriation exists for an expense. How that's funded technically is a secondary question. So the Common Council has as the expenditure appropriation to be able to proceed with it. What we started with prior to Christmas was making sure the project engineer was working on it. Then we said, okay, we can't really do much with design. We don't know how far $50,000 will get us until we have some of the design so they know what they're going to run into. So getting the design moving was key. And then we said, let's schedule a staff meeting, invited the alderwoman for this Thursday morning so we could say, okay, where are we? How do we need to make sure this county piece moves forward, whether it's through the county or directly with the state? Let's make sure we have all those next strategies moving ready to go. Admittedly, maybe we could have done some work on that earlier, but that was only if we dropped what we believed to be the most pressing issue at the time, which was people were working on making sure the land transfers got the opportunity to occur. Now that we have, if the strategies I'm recommending now occur, that can be slowed down, and the city attorney can engage in this other part, which we expect to really kick in.
All right, so I'm trying to just figure out then. So we all are agreeing that we're trying to accomplish this all at one time, all in the next how many months when construction season starts. But we don't know how we're going to pay for it. And I know there's been rhetoric up here of, you know, it's a county project and things like that. So what are our options of payment? I mean, we've now come to an agreement that we're going to do all this staff time. I know her, the mayor said that we have to, that he manages these people and we need to treat staff better. So why are we having all this work done if we still don't know if we're going to vote to pay for it? Or, I mean, do we have votes? Anybody has cast a vote saying we're spending X amount of tax dollars or impact fees? I mean, that has not been determined yet. So why are we spending all this staff time doing this negotiation that when we don't even know if we're going to pay for it when it comes to us?
I can answer that.
All right.
The Common Council on three separate actions, two of which replicated each other, directed us to. So you adopted a budget that put the appropriation in place, and it's an appropriation and approved, and I believe in the approved project.
Was that last year's budget?
No.
This year's budget?
That was the 2016 budget. One of the modifications made at the end by the Common Council to include sufficient appropriations to cover the project. How those appropriations are then funded comes down in the end for how that fund is ultimately funded, how we allocate it. But the appropriation was already made. Okay, and then you made the two separate actions that November 17th and December 15th, the Alderman pointed out, that told us to work on all these pieces and make them happen. And that's where we started the design. So I think the only things that will likely come back, if you're wanting to say, is it all moving forward, what will we see again, is there's likely or a potential that the $50,000 section, if it can be worked out how that's coordinated with the state, free section, $50,000 section, there's likely to be a segment in the middle there that doesn't quite get all the way to the part A that we believe to be CDBG. That's currently being designed and you already awarded the contract. That little piece to connect those two, we may have to bid out separately. That will come back to you. We're not going to bring it back to you and say, permission to bid, please? You've already told us we can bid it.
Okay.
We're going to bring it back to you as, here's a contract, a bid award. Do you want to award it? By the way, here's how all the pieces came together, and here's the funding that is being used to, that you can use to cover. We will do what we always do.
Because I just don't want to see
money before ours.
Because I just don't want to see us get to a point where we're not finishing all the way through. I mean, I was last week. I seized tickets for Marquette, and I picked up a former constituent of mine who's now a constituent of Alderman Wilhelms, who was the chairman of the Board of Review for a number of years, Dan Millenbach. And I picked him up, and we went to the game. And when we came back home, we came down College Avenue, and there's, you know, it's obvious with the snow, there's very little room to walk from the stripe over. I mean, maybe a foot and a half tops. And I could see a person on the left side, three people walking, you know, at night, and just on the same little 1 foot path. And so you're paying attention to that, and so you're kind of moving over more to your side. And all of a sudden I look, and boom, there's a person on my side right there that, I mean, if I wouldn't have been wearing dark clothes, I mean, who does that, I guess, right? So this is definitely a safety issue. When I was driving there, I'm like, man, and then we had the conversation all the rest of the drive that this is something that the city's working on. But I just don't want us to, number one, waste a whole bunch of staff time and then come back and say, oh, no, there's no money to, this, you know, they're not going to pay for it. It's this rhetoric of county projects and things like that, because the county does spend a lot of money, Your Honor, on projects. At the last meeting, what you stated was patently untrue, that the county is not just some fiscal agent of the state and the feds. If you take a look at our budget, which you don't necessarily have to, on St. Martin's Road, $2.6 million of tax dollars that the county collected. That's how much they put in. That was the county share. On 68th Street, it was $776,000. On North Cape, it was $2.2 million. And then because the city didn't want to do the sidewalks and that got changed, there's another $800,000. So that was $3 million. So that's a total of $6.4 million right there. That's not just some path through. That is actual tax levy dollars collected. And then on 76th Street, there was federal dollars, but there was still another $775,000 of county dollars. So, you know, the political rhetoric is coming from the middle chair, because that's just, it's just a patently untrue, Your Honor. And that, my friends, is a fact.
$17 million a year. We're talking about us doing work on a county road. Plain and simple.
Well, and then we also, yes, it's 17 million. Well, then I'm going to wait my turn, and then I'll, after Suzanne Mayer.
Alderman Mayer.
I'll let him finish this.
Thank you. You know, I figured that you would say that, because when I was listening to the minutes of the tape, it was $22 million, which actually it's based on what we send out, it's 18.1. And this is the same rhetoric that I used when I was campaigning for office, that we send all this money to the county, we get nothing in return. But that's not actually true. Once you're actually there, and it's not your job to understand this, because you obviously have failed to even try, because I've said it time and time again, but our residents that pay that $18 million to the county, they use the airport, okay? They go to all of our museums. They go to our cultural centers. They go to our parks. They play golf in our golf courses. They go to the lakefront beaches. Who plows the roads? The county roads that we pay for, they do. Do we have, yes, we don't have a bus system that goes all through Franklin like the rest of the county, but we have park and rides that our employees drive to take downtown. They have park and rides that they use to go down to Summerfest and back, so they're not drunk driving at that time of year. We have a senior meal program in the Department of Aging. Just walk in there anytime. There's 150 seniors. Those are tax dollars, tax levy dollars. We have mental health. We talk about CBRF facilities. Who do you think is paying for these people to be in these buildings? And we have a zoo that many go to. So is it $18 million and we get all 18 back? No, but our residents use all these county assets that cost money to operate. So I know it's nice to think, well, okay, we cut $16 million and we're getting these couple roads fixed, which you at the last meeting said $0 the county spends because we're just a fiscal agent. Well, it's not correct. So when you want to state incorrect facts, we understand that I don't think it's fair, and it really I don't think it should be tolerated by our residents to think that these things that they go to enjoy, they are paying for. That's a part of what they give when they pay their tax bill. Those are things. The people that are actually ripping us off are those from other counties. From Waukesha County doesn't pay for it. You know, now look at this stupid Bucks Arena. Okay? $4 million a year we're having to pay because the county executive cut a deal by himself. That's $4 million that we have to figure out every year. So when the county toll tax bill went up $4 million, that's why. Other services were the same. So let's not sit here and give me this $17-18 million line again.
Well, you're going to hear it again.
Yeah, because you like to play these.
And things. Here's the reality. The reality is on anything we do on College Avenue or a state trunk highway.
Point of order. I'm
sorry.
We're off.
Any county business that we do, our taxpayers pay twice.
Is a point of order not a procedure that gets
Alderwoman
recognized?
Alderwoman Mayer.
I guess my bottom line with this whole project. We've been talking about it for 2 months now. My understanding is that there's a time limit on some of the things that are going to save this project a lot of money, and I want this done as cheap as possible. So my encouragement to the staff is to not waste the opportunities that are out there to save us that money, please. I would appreciate that. Thank you.
And in keeping with that, then I'd look to the county, if this goes to the county, to waive their overhead fees.
I would agree.
Okay. You and me are on the same page.
That's a rarity.
Well,
so when you make constant, patently untrue statements.
So
your words.
I do have to remind everybody, this is a meeting of the Franklin Common Council, not the county board. Alderman, let's try to move on. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I had asked the question, Mr. Liberta, if he saw any reason this had to come back. Do you have anything financially this needed to come back for? And you said no. And then when Alderman Taylor asked the question, you said yes, it would have to come back. So there was, I guess I didn't quite get that.
My award of telling us to move forward with progress and projects doesn't allow us to award bids or execute contracts and construction.
So therefore, you might want a execute contract motion to go up to $50,000 like on G5 suggests? Because if we don't do that, then are you going to tell me you didn't have the authority to do that?
No, staff knows to do the design, send it to bid, have the bid opening, prepare the tab sheet, and bring it back to the Common Council for approval of the contract. We don't believe the Common Council, by those two motions, gave staff a blank check to award any related construction contract to put a sidewalk. You told us to go out, design it, and make it happen, not just to execute any contract you want. I don't believe that blank check was what those.
Alderwoman, I think you're treading on thin ice here. I would not push this forward the way you're going, because you might lose it. Because what you're asking the Common Council to do is say, staff, forget about the revenue, where we're going to find the money to pay for it. Forget about our oversight.
I am not saying that. You're putting words in my mouth.
But that's where you're going.
No, it is not. My conversation was actually going to turn toward design. Because I have a concern on the in-house design. All the projects we've done, we've gone out for bid on. This one, for some reason, we feel like we have to do it in-house. Has anyone talked to the county if they could assist with the design? Has anyone talked to DOT on if they could add on to the design? I mean, basically, let's boil this down to, we're talking about a sidewalk in a right-of-way that has no trees, nothing. It's blank. Now, there are a couple things where the bridges gets a little narrow and we're going to have to scoot out a little bit. But basically, we're talking about a sidewalk that's less complicated than the one we did on 51st Street, which didn't go through anywhere near this complication. So I'm concerned about how the design of the Franklin part is going to hold up what the DOT is going to try to do. So maybe in our meeting we can address that and we can move on with this. I'm glad we had this discussion because there was a lot of things that I think need to be very clear on this. Could I get the city attorney's opinion on the contract or his opinion on anything that may have been missed on this issue? Because I certainly am ready to move this forward.
Mr. City Attorney?
My understanding is that it was already directed to move forward, just as has been stated repeatedly at the record this evening. When Mr. Liberta showed up at my office yesterday, my understanding was I would contact the county with regard to the item on this agenda and try to get that done as soon as possible. And I didn't say there are no hours left in this until the next meeting. But I don't know that staff needs any more direction to move this forward at all. It's all there. And it won't be at the Thursday staff meeting on the subject.
Anything else on G5? Alderman Mayer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just one quick question, and I just need this. I need this answered for myself so I can move forward on this entire process. And Mr. Chairman, I'll address it to you, and then please send it wherever you want. But in 2010, resolution 2010-6681, a bunch of whereases. One whereas, this is directing Milwaukee County in the process of consideration of a design for West College Avenue, on and on. Representative was pedestrian ways be provided as a part of the project. More whereas is sufficient area within the public right-of-way to install sidewalks or other forms of pedestrian ways. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Mayor and County Council of the City of Franklin, Wisconsin, that the Common Council hereby requests that Milwaukee County install pedestrian ways within the West College Avenue reconstruction project within the City of Franklin, 16th November 2010. From there, the contract was put out, the road was remilled, and there are no sidewalks. So I'm not sure what happened between us requesting sidewalks and the road being redone, and then it's still my understanding that the road's going to be redone again. And so my question is, why weren't sidewalks put in then? What happened to our request? What's going to happen in the future? I am for sidewalks. I just am having an issue. I'm beyond the county owning the thing. I just want to know who's doing it, why it wasn't done then, and
Mayor,
why now it's our responsibility.
Very involved in that. I can answer everyone's questions.
And so can I. The request was sent to the county. The county said we'd be happy to install sidewalks at your expense.
Okay.
Came to the council. The council said no thanks.
That was really it. That was it. That was exactly it.
You know, sometimes, you know, what was the other question? Oh, where's
it? Well, it's going to be redone in the future, isn't it? In a year or two?
And
no.
There's no plans for college to.
I don't speak for the county.
I can tell you that. I can. I'll answer that question. I have the 5-year plans, you know, 5-year, and it's nowhere on their next 5 years. And based on its condition, compared to conditions we have all throughout the county, it's not anything you're going to see. I mean, take a look at St. Martin's. Is it anywhere close to St. Martin's? No. So it's a long ways down the road. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Any other issues, items, questions, answers, soliloquies on G5? Seeing none, we'll move on to G6. Is there a motion to authorize the mayor, city clerk, director of finance to execute the agreement for the bridge on?
So moved.
Second.
Period.
Discussion? Seeing none?
No.
just a clarification. The motion is written, references capital proof and general park appropriation.
The motion is as per the council action sheet.
What? Again, this will use those carryover appropriations that will come at that end of the year budget, because this was a 2015 carryover.
And I don't know why that's a big issue that happens every year in March.
I know, but I was just distinguishing that.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, motion carries. Item G7, status of potential project for District 2. This is Glenn, right? Mr. City Engineer.
The three projects, the benches and the flagpole, we've been working with the alderman district, talking about shape, materials, flagpole, bench quantity, styles, and such. That is in progress. Sidewalk on West Church Street, we've looked at potentially both sides of the road. We'd like to keep on the north side. I've been having conversations with the residents, and they're not ready to give me an answer yet, so we're not sure how that's going to go. We have to switch sides, but we're trying the north side first. The bridge board in Lake Ernie, we have a staff person in downtime when she stands still with the College Street project. Started to do some research on the grants that Alderman will have forwarded to me to she wants to as part of the project.
Alderman Mayor?
No additional direction needed, so.
G8, is there a record?
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, Alderman Mayor.
Do we have any idea of what these things are going to cost?
No, we have not placed a price tag on them yet.
Could we get something like that, Alderman Mayor? Is that something we can request some kind of
estimate? We move forward on the development, I don't think we're into the stage yet to estimate it.
We're still in the project development stage.
And in addition, I'll point out that even though impact fees can be used to pay for a portion of these costs, the balance needs to be appropriated somewhere else.
So there's no matching funds right now. These projects, because this was from, wasn't there money available?
Let's do this right. Alderman Taylor.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. Isn't there money, we were going to do that bathroom, and we didn't do the bathroom, so there would be probably some money that was in the budget that we could use. But we'd have to do budget modification to make that happen. And as I said at a previous few meetings ago, these are new projects. That's why it's very important that College Avenue gets done first, because that is not a new project. And I said I would look at, you know, seeing how these go before I would support those projects, because what's interesting to me is when I read it, I just know how difficult it seems like at College Avenue has been. Yet right here in the analysis, it was staff is coordinating design aspects with Milwaukee County. Like, staff knows that's what they need to do on some of this, yet it's like pulling teeth to get that to happen on the previous item. So, you know,
that's
not correct.
Yeah, no, you know, and here we're allowing the aldermen of the district to pick what the stuff looks like, which I'm sure it's got to come back here for approval anyway. So yeah, we don't know where the money, we haven't allocated the money, but we know there's some money there for some of these.
Alderman Mayor.
Yeah, this is not a rush thing that's got to be done right now, even this year. I mean, these are things that are coming up. There's opportunity now with St. Martin's Road being redone, but these are all came up with the need to spend impact fees, come up with projects. First one, I'm not sure where it came from, was the bathroom at Market Square, and that was moving through rather rapidly. But we decided let's back up and rethink this. So these are things that are good ideas and should be done, but I'm not saying they got to be done. As long as they're done before College Avenue, that's okay with me.
Item G8, is there a motion to authorize signing a 5-year lease for Color Copper for engineering?
Second.
Discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G9 is the financial
motion
report.
Motion to receive and place on file.
Second.
I do point out that there are some issues in here that some unfavorable budgets. Building permits are way down and no major permits have been issued. Development does pay, which means also that impact fees are impacted. Alderman Willem.
On page 65, I had one about TID 3. There was a question related to how much TID would be available and what we're using, and because of TID is also linked to the possibility of College Avenue. So can we at some point get those costs so we know where we're sitting with that, because what I was told was the if we used it on College, it would push the whole project over. So we got like what's the whole total project for College Avenue, like 3.4 million or 36, what is it, how many million?
We're not prepared to discuss that because the costs for 2016 haven't been allocated from the state relative to that project.
Well, no, there is a project cost because it's within the agreement, so we should have an idea about what we put forward, and I believe Mr. Rosenberg has that figure.
On the quarterly financial statement, Mr. Rosenberg, it's all about College Avenue. Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, TID 3 is actually what the question is.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I understand the alderman is asking a question relative to the project cost on 27th Street that is contained in TID 3. Is that the question?
The actual amount the project was supposed to fall within, like what when it went through the board and we expanded that, was it like 36 million? Was it 3 million? Was it, you know, what's the approximate area?
While I don't have the exact figures in front of me, the 27th Street project was a $3.2 million project. when it was originally conceived and discussed to Common Council several years ago. We are still working with the contractor and the state to get an update on those costs, and are still having discussions with the contractors who buried the overhead utilities. There's been some dispute as to what that value is. The original TID 3 project costs had $36+ million as project costs for all of TID 3 during the entire 20-year projected life of that TID.
So we're talking $36 million.
Yes.
I just want to make sure, because you know the thing about one project at $150,000 is going to push that whole project over the tipping point out of $36 million. Just sounds a little bit like 0.00001% chance of that being the one to kick it over. So
there's a motion to place on file. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying
aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G10. That's a
motion. I'll make a motion to hire a third-party financial advisor to manage a portfolio. This would involve advisor fee of $50,000 to $75,000 a year, and that's pretty much what the recommendation of Finance Committee was. Is that correct, Mark? Paul?
Well, the Finance Committee said to continue the current process of a passive and not.
They're not passive?
To have a
passive.
Oh,
boys. Oh, my bad. My bad. I misread that.
Motion dies due to lack of
there second. There you go. Exactly. I was trying to move us along because we're kind of, I'm trying. Yes. I'm trying.
I move to continue to manage the fund with passive investment style, except
the second.
Market rate returns, temperature mix, period of fixed income allocations.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to throw one quick clarification. The policy to do away with the financial advisor was instituted on what basis? That was when Cal was still.
The prior treasurer felt that over a 24-month period, the prior investment manager was performing poorly. And so the decision was made as the prior treasurer was exiting the city's employ to remove that investment advisor.
And so it seemed to be a very worthwhile savings of about $50,000 for the advice.
Probably in excess of that amount.
The motion.
Just one additional point.
Just
so you're aware, the Finance Committee is following this very closely, and Paul is reporting to the Finance Committee on a regular basis. So we're not letting this slip through the cracks here, okay? But we want to instill confidence that the currently how we're managing these investments is done appropriately, and we're comfortable and confident in the ability of our advisor that is operating it.
How long have we had that advisor, that particular one?
The current one?
No.
I don't know how long the advisor was managing those funds. I can try and find out and get back to you.
And when? So the one we have now, how long is the current?
We don't have one.
We do not currently. I'm the advisor for that fund.
Okay. So when did that one end? That the previous one that you talked. When? How many was it?
The arrangement was terminated in November of 2013.
Okay. Who was that, Your Honor? Who was the?
I don't remember.
No, it doesn't matter. He was underperforming.
Well, I was just curious who it was. They came to Finance Committee.
I'll get you an answer.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. I believe the motion was made and seconded and voted on, and I believe it was 6 ayes, no noes.
No, we didn't vote on it.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
It was voted on.
Any other questions in the middle here?
Yeah.
6 ayes, no noes, no abstentions, no absences. We move on to item G11, if the city clerk will allow me. This is formality allowing absentee ballots to be entered here at City Hall rather than each polling location.
So moved.
So second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to I-1. Licenses. Alderman Dandridge.
Licensing
H-1. H-1, excuse me.
H-1. Licensing Committee would like to make the following recommendations. Jeffrey Raymond's operator new, approved with a letter. Joshua Haru, approved with a letter. amusement device operator, Stryker Rich Amusements. A hold for opinion letter from the DOJ. Operator new, David Gurney, approved. Lynette Jovanovich, approved pending correction to the application. Cody Manko, approved. Ashley Wagner, hold for appearance. People Uniting the Betterment of Life Investment Public Grant for Knights of Columbus Craft Fair and Dinner Ball, approved. Deadline not notification letter to be sent out. Knights of Columbus 7th Annual Snowball, approved. The Class B license, approved. And the class temporary Class B beer and wine spaghetti dinner, approved.
Second.
I will note that the spaghetti dinner is a very nice spaghetti dinner. And I'm told that the Knights of Columbus Snowball will be a rocket event. It's all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The organizer will adjourn.
Paul.
Move on to I-1, vouchers. Is there a motion approving in that general checking account city vouchers ranges 159018 through 159279, the amount of $1,592,192.05, dated December 11th through January 4th?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Wilkins?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Gale?
Aye.
Motion approved, 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. Is there a motion approving in that payroll dated December 24th, 2015, the amount of $371,848.49, payments of the various payroll deductions, the amount of $389,960.68, plus matching payments?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman
Danbury?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Wilkins?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Just waiting for somebody to throw something weird in there and catch me. Motion approved, 6 ayes, no noes, no abstentions, no absence. Is there a motion approving net payroll dated January 8th, estimated $380,000 in payments of the various payroll deductions, the amount of estimated at $212,000 plus city matching payments?
So moved. Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Wilkins?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Motion approved, 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. Is there a motion approving property tax disbursements and refunds in the ranges of 14888 through 15218 in the amount of $43,017.58, dated December 11th through the 29th?
So moved.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilkins.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Aye.
6 ayes, no noes, no abstentions, no absence. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?